were listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice.
And be glad.
And be glad.
And this day.
Yes.
Fantastic
this day.
Friday.
Yes. I have my preacher's voice on. It's on it.
We want to invite you out tomorrow, February 20th at 11 a.m. to Sandpoint Park. If you are available tomorrow at 11 a.m., it's going to be from 11 to 1. Faith on Fire, a community-wide revival. So lots of churches came together and businesses came together to be able to provide this free family event for tomorrow. So come on out at Sandpoint Park in Titusville. The address is 101 North Washington Avenue. So come on out tomorrow at 11 o'clock for Faith on Fire.
Be in something that is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or in other words, be a part of something
mm-hmm.
that is very good.
Mm-hmm.
That is what?
Very good.
Faith and fire. So if your faith is cold, now get some fire.
It's a time of community-wide revival.
Yeah, that's right. So I got to get my faith. Mm-hmm. It needs some fire. It's going cold. Faith and fire. Mm-hmm. Revival. And so all the listeners, if you are growing a little bit weary in your faith or cold in your faith, this is a good thing to go
mm-hmm.
to. Get your faith going again. Faith in action.
Mm-hmm.
Get your faith back in gear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Friday.
And our t-shirts are in. Don't give up on your dream.
Yeah.
So we're asking that you order through the website Transformed Publishing. So if you go to Transformed Publishing under the bookstore, there's a tab that says Buy Direct. Click right there, and you can order your shirt. They come in various colors, red, blue, black, and what was the other color? Red, blue,
gray.
Black, and gray. Charcoal gray.
Gray.
Yes,
gray.
So get your shirt. They're $15. They come in sizes small through 3X. So please order through the website, and we'll get them right to you. Your purchase supports this Radio Day program, your very Radio Day program that motivates you each and every day. Your t-shirt buying of that t-shirt will support it. So please, 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 we ask that you go online and order some shirts for yourself, for your family members, and for your friends. Don't give up on your dream.
It is about to
happen.
That's of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
2021. That's the motivational theme on this radio program that you are in the 11th hour. And in the 11th hour, don't give up on your dream because it's about to happen. It is right around the corner. Don't let go of it. So we pray and hope in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that you will get a hold of what God put in your heart. We are destined, all of us, Pastor Diana, came into this world to fulfill our own destiny that is placed in us by our Father. So he didn't put us here to fulfill somebody else's dream, somebody else's destiny, but yours. And so this t-shirt is inspirational. It's a reminder as you make your day count that I must fulfill my vision, my purpose in this life before I leave here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So get your t-shirt. Order it.
And the teaching at Celebration Tabernacle this month is going to line up with that. Don't give up on your dream. So we meet Sundays at 10 a.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church, which is located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right here in Cocoa, Florida. So come on out any Sunday that you're available, 10 o'clock. The services are also recorded and uploaded later in the afternoon, so you could catch us on the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page if you're unable to come in person.
And let me tell you, I can just say this morning, that when we come into the end of a breakthrough, everything will come against us. Mm-hmm. Our flesh will scream. Mm-hmm. We're not excited. When you come in right to the point. Now, at the beginning of a dream, you're excited. You're on fire. But as you work your way to the finishing line, your flesh is screaming for you to give up. Mm-hmm. Notice the life of Jesus Christ coming to the end of his dream, the vision, the purpose that he came into the world. See, for God sent Jesus Christ into the world to become our Redeemer. Jesus came as our Redeemer to redeem us, to buy us back. And at the last stage of his life, for that to fulfill, Jesus cried out, Father, if it is what? Mm-hmm. Possible. Mm-hmm. Let this cup pass from me. If it is possible at all, I'm about to throw the towel in. Not to go far further. But Jesus says, no, this is the purpose. The next statement there, it says, not my will, mm-hmm. not my desire, but your will be done. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to finish it. Don't give up on your dream. It's about mm-hmm. to happen. Mm-hmm. Finish it.
Yeah, the most resistance comes when you're getting closest to it.
Yeah.
Think about that football game when they're trying to get right there, right there, right there at the line coming into the end zone. That's when they're that resistance, they have that small space to work with, and they're pushing right in that space, trying to keep defenses, trying to keep them from running that ball in. The most resistance comes right there when you're about to break through. So it's at your point of weariness because you've been working so hard. The enemy comes in, takes that as an opportune time, puts the pressure on. If you think about in Mark chapter 9, where the father was bringing the son to Jesus to be healed, and the son was continually falling out, convulsing, and several times right there, while Jesus was right there in the presence, that spirit caused him to convulse, and it appeared as if he was dead right there in Jesus' presence, and Jesus reached out his hand and lifted him up. So it looked like it was over, but it wasn't over. It looked like the end, but it wasn't
the end.
So we want to continue to press toward the upward call of Jesus Christ on our life. Each and every one of us were sent into the earth to manifest a specific vision. And it was written all throughout the books of heaven concerning you. There's a book in heaven, and your life is already been written, what you have been sent in this earth realm to do. It's the vision that you have been sent to manifest. You know, we think sometimes like, oh, okay, we were created, and then God just kind of gives us a vision or a mission to accomplish. That's not so. The mission or the vision was first, and then we were crafted and created with everything on the inside of us that we need to bring it to fruition, to bring it to manifestation. Everything you need is on the inside of you. You were created to do it. You were created to bring it forth. The talents that you have, the desires that you have, your likes, your dislikes, all these things, they lead us to the very thing that God sent us. We are sent for such a time as this. At this specific time, you were sent to come at this time. You couldn't have came a day early. You couldn't have came a week late. You were sent to come at the specific time that you were sent, because you are the solution to something that is going on, a problem, a disparity in the world. You are a solution to it. So let that thing out. Do not give up on your dream.
So I don't go by what it looks like. I will not go by what it feels like. I am going to go by the reality of the word of God.
The word of God is true.
Yes.
And it is true unto us. We have to believe the word of God is the final authority to every situation, any circumstance, any opposition that arises. The word of God is the final authority.
Let me say on this Friday morning, let me encourage you. Our God is the same what?
Yesterday, today, and forever.
So let me remind us again. Mm-hmm. Remind us of this fact. that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no shadow of turning in him. So there is, he's indifferent. We don't have a different God that worked differently yesterday. And now today he's going to work in a certain ways, different ways. No, he's the same way he worked yesterday. Is the same way he's going to work today. He's the same God of yesterday. He's the same God of today. And he's the same God forever. Let me prove this. In the book of John chapter 1 and verse 1. Let me prove this. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. So that's why we declare here and make your day count ready program. We learn this. We declare the word of God is my final authority. Here's why.
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
All right. So, in the beginning was the Word. The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So now we know the Word, God is the same yesterday. The Word is the same yesterday. The Word is the same today. And the Word is forever the same. So the Word of God never changes because God does not change. And this is the reason why we teach us here on this radio program, Make Your Day Count. This teaching is indisputable because the Word is the final authority to all arguments, to all reasoning, to all philosophy, for all interpretation. The Word of God is the final authority. It doesn't change. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because we have to have a final authority.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to be double-minded in all of our ways. And a double-minded man is going to surely fall. So we have to be sure of the Word, what God says. What did he say about that situation? What does the Word of God say about that situation?
And the Word doesn't change. It's going to be what he says yesterday will be the same thing he's saying today. And it's going to be the same thing he's going to say forever. For God so loved the world yesterday. For God so loved the world today. For God so loved the world forever. Doesn't matter what the world does, God still what?
Loves the world.
Oh, you got it. Hope you get up and shout.
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16, it says, "For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute." So the word of God is the end of all disputes. We no longer have to go back and forth. Once we know what the Word of God says about a situation, we stand on the Word. The Word is the foundation of which we build our life. It is the rock of which we build our life. And if we build our life on the rock, then when the winds come and the rains come, our house will surely remain in place. It will remain in order. So we want to encourage you to get your Don't Give Up in Your Dream t-shirt through the transformedpublishing.com website. Go to the bookstore link and click buy direct, and you will see the shirts there. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
There we go. Hey, everybody, how you doing? I want to welcome everyone here in the room, those that are online. Maybe you're in the Parkway Worship Center, you're in Vieira, you're Coco, you're Avenue, wherever you're at.